Welcome, everyone, to this edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you as we move on to the last, is this the last day of March?
It is. It's wow. True. It happened.
Kind of snuck up on us in there. I want to remind you about Old West Days coming up in Valentine, Nebraska. And of course, that's coming up the dates of April 24th through the 27th. And many of you are familiar with the Old West celebration. They have an old-time melodrama, free poetry and music sessions, a Western art and trade show, and featured performances Friday night, and Saturday afternoon. Lots of things going on at Valentine High School. For more information, you can go to oldwestdays.net.
That's indeed. And you know what? Every week there's a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in the ranching world. It's going to show you everything. They've got local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. It all comes right in Tri-State Livestock News once a week. And you just go to tsln.com and subscribe.
What are you going to share with us for the good stuff today?
Well, I have a piece that the heading is, this was written by a Metro Denver hospice physician.
Okay.
So I'll get started. I was driving home from a meeting this evening about 5 o'clock, stuck in traffic on Colorado Boulevard, and the car started to choke and sputter and die. I barely managed to coast, cursing, into the gas station, glad only that I would not be blocking traffic and would have a somewhat warm spot to wait for the tow truck. It wouldn't even turn over. Before I could make the call, I saw a woman walking out of a Quickie Mart building, and it looked like she slipped on some ice and fell into a gas pump, so I got out to see if she was okay. When I got there, it looked more like she had been overcome by sobs than that she had fallen. She was a young woman who really looked haggard with dark circles under her eyes. She dropped something as I helped her up, and I picked it up to give it to her. It was a nickel. At that moment, everything came into focus for me. The crying woman, the ancient Suburban crammed full of stuff with 3 kids in the back, one in a car seat, and the gas pump reading $4.95. I asked her if she was okay or if she needed help, and she just kept saying, "I don't want my kids to see me crying." So we stood on the other side of the pump from her car. She said she was driving to California and that things were very hard for her right now. So I asked, "And you were praying?" That made her back away from me a little, but I assured her I was not a crazy person and said, "He heard you and he sent me." I took out my card and swiped it through the card reader for the pump so she could fill up our car completely. And while it was fueling, walked to the next door McDonald's and bought 2 big bags of food, some gift certificates for more, and a big cup of coffee. She gave the food to the kids in the car, who attacked it like wolves, and we stood at the pump eating fries and talking a little. She told me her name and that she lived in Kansas City. Her boyfriend left 2 months ago, and she had not been able to make ends meet. She knew she wouldn't have money to pay rent January 1, and finally, in desperation, had called her parents, with whom she had not spoken in about 5 years. They lived in California and said she could come live with them and try to get on her feet there. So she packed up everything she owned in the car. She told the kids they were going to California for Christmas, but not that they were going to live there. I gave her my gloves, a little hug, and said a quick prayer with her for safety on the road. As I was walking over to my car, she said, "So, are you like an angel or something?" This definitely made me cry. I said, "Sweetie, at this time of year, angels are really busy, so sometimes God uses regular people." It was so incredible to be a part of someone else's miracle. And of course, you guessed it, when I got in my car, it started right away and got me home with no problem. I'll put it in the shop tomorrow to check, but I suspect the mechanic won't find anything wrong. Sometimes the angels fly close enough to you that you can hear the flutter of their wings. It's written by a Metro Denver hospice physician.
Very good. Very good. Do you like puns?
Yeah, of course.
A good pun is its own reword.
There you go.
Energizer Bunny arrested, charged with battery.
How astute.
A pessimist blood type is always B negative.
That would be right.
And practice safe eating. Always use condiments. I'll give you one more of those before we leave.
Oh, please do.
A shotgun wedding, a case of wife or death. If you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, it is easy to do that. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for The Good Stuff.